Hey, it's Gabriel Brown here with another installation to my podcast, How Credit Made My Imaginations Come True. Today, I want to talk about something that's a little taboo for most businesses, especially small businesses. How do you handle clients that do not pay for the services rendered? Yes, I know your ears perked up on that one. How do you handle clients that do not pay for services rendered? Now, many of you will quickly jump to, call them over and over and over and then refer them to a collection agency or refer them to your attorney to collect. Well, those are two good viable options. But when you're a small business, many times you don't have a corporate attorney. And when you're a small business, many times collection agencies will not accept your bad debt. They will not accept your uncollectibles. Okay? Why? Because one, you might not have enough accounts for a collection agency to really be able to make some money off of collecting for you. So they'll think that your account is just too small to take on. And if you're not taking on a lot of new customers, let's say you're a small business and you have maybe 50 to 100 clients that don't pay within a 12-month period. Well, not many collection agencies will take 50 clients or 100 clients a year for their hard work to try to collect. And that small amount that you're going to be giving them every year, they're used to getting 50 to 100 to 1,000 clients a month from some of the clients that they have that they're collecting for. So what do you do? Very interesting. Well, I say you do your best to reconnect with those clients and put them on a payment plan for what they owe. Try to figure out how, you can best serve them to pay the debt and let them know that you don't want to send them to collection or legal, right? And if you do have to send them to collection or legal, I suggest you start interviewing collection agencies before you get too many uncollectible accounts and let the collection agencies know, hey, you're going to have some clients you want to refer over. What is it they need to take you on as a client? Now, in many cases, they're going to need original contract or performance agreement that your client may have signed. They may need a copy of your client's driver's license or some kind of identification for your client. If you have your client's social security information, their social security number, right? They're going to need as much information as they can to build a legal position against your client and to be able to win in a court case against your client. So if your files aren't docked up, meaning you don't have all the docs that are necessary to collect, you may not even be able to sign up with a collection agency or an attorney for that matter to collect on your behalf. So it's good to know within the first 2 or 3 months of opening your business, it's good to be proactive enough to interview with some collection agencies and find out what they'll need to collect for you. And then you need to build your file or your docs for each of your clients so you can protect yourself if you get a lot of clients that decide they just don't want to pay you. Okay? And then, of course, you're going to have to come up with some terms to pay the collection agency for collecting on your behalf. I know this is one of those negative parts of doing business that many of us don't want to think about. But it's one of those things that you're going to have to deal with if you're taking on a lot of clients. Okay? And part two to this, which I'm going to speak to in a minute, it's so important that you have your docs and your paperwork in order, that if you don't have the proper paperwork, even though you've rendered good services and you can prove it, it still doesn't mean that you can collect in a court of law, or a collection agency can collect on your behalf. So you must make sure you have the documentation that's necessary to substantiate your case if you have to go to court or if you have to go to a collection agency. Now, part two. What do you do if you've rendered good services to a client and 8 to 12 months later, 6 to 12 months later, let's say, you get a charge back and you research that charge back and you find that it's a client that you rendered great service to, they gave you a great review online, and now here you have a charge back. Well, what if you don't have the records that you need to document a collection from a collection agency, or a collection from an attorney on your behalf? How are you going to document that you rendered services to a client 6 to 12 months ago and win your charge back, or reverse, have the charge back reversed in your favor? These are things that many of us don't think about as small business owners within, you know, the first 3 or 4 months of opening your business. Because if you thought about that at that time, if not even before you open your business, if you thought about these things, you will build your contracts, your performance agreements, your docs to not only support what you're going to do for the client, but to also support that you did it and the monies that were paid are owed to you and the client reneged on your invoice. Okay? And speaking of the invoice, you must have some really strong language on the invoice detailing what you're going to do for your client, what will happen if they have a return check, what will happen if they pay you late, what will happen if they charge back for services that were rendered. Okay? And you also want to have some kind of mechanism that shows the client was happy. Maybe by surveying the client. Do an exit interview for each client. Ask them, how do they feel about the services? Did they get exactly what they expected? Will they refer a friend? Will they do business with you again? And when you document your files with all of this detailed information showing the client was happy at the end of the services. They said they would refer a friend. They got what they expected. And they completed the survey, or they completed a questionnaire, either online questionnaire or in-person questionnaire. All right? If you're doing consultations with them and those consultations are recorded, or if you're doing Zoom calls or Skype calls and you're recording that information, how do you preserve that data so you can pull it and access it later to prove your case that the client was happy? The client, in fact, did do business with you. These two things are really important. What do you do if a client doesn't want to pay you after you've rendered services? And what do you do with a client that reverses payment or does a chargeback for services rendered months later? Well, document your services. Use your invoices. Use your performance agreement. Use your checkout pages online that details all the services that they're going to get. Okay? Document how the services were delivered. Then create questionnaires and surveys as exit interviews about the delivery of the service, your performance. Was the product everything they expected? Did they get everything that they desired and hoped to? All right. These are ways that you protect yourself from clients that don't pay you after you render the services, and clients that do chargebacks against you months later after the services have been rendered. Okay? Interview collection agencies. Find out what they will need to have a solid case against a client. Interview corporate attorneys to find out what they will need to have a solid case against your client. And put all those documents and mechanisms in place to protect yourself. All right? Go forth. Be prosperous, more prosperous this year than you were last year. And I hope this helps. And I look forward to speaking with you on the next podcast.